Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's go get Cordell. Fresh Take Sports, of course. You're on 105.7 The Fan, and he's our colleague and our buddy. And we wish him a happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Cordell, how you feeling?
Good, guys. Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right. No Lamar yesterday. No surprise. Is that where we're going with, given the old back contusion? We know he's met with this will be 7 straight weeks. He hasn't practiced fully. But is this one maybe more of a dire situation in regards to him actually not playing as opposed to other weeks when he was actually on the field?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this one feels differently. He wasn't able to come back into the game Sunday night, and it seemed, you know, you all saw the post-game presser. He looked like he was in a lot of discomfort at that time, too, and Harv was calling it a significant contusion. So, I would say that this definitely feels different. It feels like all signs are pointing to potentially 2 backup quarterbacks starting in this game, and it's must-have for the Ravens, and look, it can end up not mattering whether they win or lose anyway.
Now, 6 Pro Bowlers, which in theory is great, but when you're, you know, 7-8 and you're in the, you know, the downturn of what has been one of the more disappointing seasons in the history of the franchise, especially, Cordell, as you know, given the expectation, it's the most talented team they've ever had. Whatever. Is it a bittersweet thing? I mean, for the players, I'm sure their contract incentives or they get a little extra taste of dough. They don't even have to play football. They just have to play games. But, you got 6 Pro Bowlers, but what the hell? It's kind of a poster child for what's wrong with a Pro Bowl, maybe. Or the Ravens.
Well, I mean, I think it could be an example of both, to your point. I think we've all kind of, taken away stock from the Pro Bowl. Yeah, they put anybody in, it feels like, and it's times where they snub people that should be in. I mean, that's every all-star game in any sport. You're going to have snubs, but the NFL Pro Bowl, it's not, I mean, it's the Pro Bowl games now. Guys are reluctant to even go anymore, and I'm not one of those people that is okay with guys kind of backing out. I still feel like you should be able to go. Don't take it for granted is kind of my thing, but that's not my choice. When it comes to them having 6 Pro Bowlers, ultimately, I guess to the people, I'm sure, it doesn't matter. I mean, they don't look like a team that has 6 Pro Bowlers. I think everybody knew that the Ravens are top heavy. They have household names on both sides of the ball. There's no debate there. But ultimately, I don't think them getting those many Pro Bowlers makes people feel any better or even the team feel any better about the way the season has gone.
Now, as far as Saturday's game going up against the Packers, obviously a lot on the line here, but Green Bay trying to adjust to life without Micah Parsons. Pretty short sample size here, last really just one full game and then half of the Denver game, I guess. But I mean, they gave up a lot of yards against the Bears last week in overtime, lost to them. What do you see out of them right now? Does this feel like a significantly less dangerous group, or was that just kind of a one-off thing against Chicago?
I mean, definitely you lose Micah Parsons. That's a significant loss. I mean, we're talking about a top three edge rusher in the NFL, and it drastically impacts their defense. They gave up, you know, quite a bit to get Micah Parsons. So I would definitely say it changes their defense a little bit. I think the Chicago game was weird. Chicago obviously got hot on the back end of that game, like you said, and they really just kind of exploded on Green Bay. That secondary is inconsistent at best. You can move the ball on them. And I'm just curious to see what the game script will look like for Green Bay, assuming Jordan Love isn't able to start that game. And then you've also got Josh Jacobs, who's been dealing with that knee injury for the last couple of weeks. He's been playing through it, but last week he barely played in that game. So I think that'll impact how the defense plays as well.
We got to get a Derrick Henry question in here. I mean, it's been the biggest talking point of the week. What's in the past is in the past. You can't change what happened on Sunday night, but it almost feels like this could be a classic case of maybe overcompensating in the next game, where they come out their first drive and Henry's just going to get the ball every single snap. As almost like, we'll give it to Henry now sort of thing. You sort of see that with receivers more. Receiver doesn't get the ball, they start complaining, and then that first drive, they have five balls coming their way. Are they going to go heavy-handed with Henry here out the gate?
Well, it depends on what the rotation chart says.
Well, there you go.
I mean, you know, that's the end-all, be-all right there. Look, to your point, I mean, there was a time where a lot of people were telling them they needed to give Keaton Mitchell more opportunities, and now, you know, it's like the pendulum swings too far to one way. It's never just in the sweet spot. Hopefully they have more of a feel of the game, because that's really what cost them Sunday night. The rotation thing, it doesn't even need to be said, you know, honestly. I think it didn't help their case. It didn't make anybody feel any better, and the more John talks about it, the more people probably get upset, because it doesn't make sense to have Derrick Henry on the sideline at that moment. You get into, it's like the game script. Everybody comes into the game with their first 15. Okay, you get through that, and maybe you don't even get through that first 15. Maybe you get through eight of those plays, but the game flow tells you what to do at that point. By that point, you start to figure out, all right, what's working, what's not. You're in the fourth quarter. You need a touchdown drive. Why isn't the guy who's been your best player all night on the field? Forget that rotation. Forget what Derrick Henry told Willie Taggart. I mean, hopefully Henry is more a part of the game plan on Saturday, because obviously if Lamar is not out there, they're going to need Derrick Henry to be the best player on the field.
Cordell Woolen, Fresh Take Sports. Cordell, last thing for you. When the Pittsburgh Steelers kick off against Cleveland Sunday at 1 o'clock, will they need to win that game?
Probably not. And Ben Hall, me and him have had a lot of back and forths about the Packers. I've been way off the Packers really all year. Don't believe in them. But who am I to believe in the Ravens right now? I said I wasn't picking them again after the Steelers game. They go and beat up on the Bengals. I pick them Sunday night. They lose. I mean, I'd have no pulse on this team. I have no idea what it's going to look like. But my gut tells me they don't get it done, especially if Lamar's not out there. I just think their deficiencies are flaring up, especially in these close games. And I do think Saturday will be a close game that they ultimately lose.
Cordell Woolen, Fresh Take Sports. Next one will be when?
It'll be after the holidays. So I'll be on Friday, though, with Bruce Cunningham from 10 to noon. I think Bruce will be doing 10 to 2 that day. So I'll be on, and Ben, of course, will be producing for Inside Access. But I believe our show will be back after the holidays.
Cordell, appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Same to you guys.
You got it. Cordell Willen, everybody. We'll come back. We got a little whip around what happened in world of sports last night. We'll nail a couple of things and historic stuff for the Ravens. Good news, no doubt about it. And then Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Talk about Buzz Williams going into the next calendar year where they got a game coming up Sunday night against Old Dominion. But Maryland right now struggling against the big boys and struggling with health and football recruiting. Zion Ealy is a big deal. They keep Malik Washington looking into 2026 for Mike Locksley in the program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
To Cody Williams. Grizzlies had the basket surrounded but came up with nothing. Here's Aldama back in the game with two hands over the top.
Boy, nice move by some. So this Santi Claus was in the building. And right now, gifts for the Grizzlies fans.
ESPN on the call. Santi Claus. I didn't even think about that one. It's the Whip Around. Bob Andy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. Other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation. Next couple of weeks. Memphis, they beat Utah 137-128. Santi Aldama. Loyola Greyhound. About 37 points, 5 boards, 7 assists. That is a multi-stat filling game. Same with Cam Spencer. Also Loyola, by ways of Boy Latin, and other stops in between and after. He had 11 points, 3 boards, 13 assists, as the Grizzlies, minus John Morant, take care of the Utah Jazz. Wiz last night taking on Charlotte, and they lose. That's kind of what they do, 126-109. Bob Carrington, 6 points, 5 boards, 2 assists. Bad news, though, Cam Whitmore, another Baltimore kid, Spalding, Villanova, thrombosis, a blood clot in his shoulder, out for an indefinite period of time. And kid's an explosive athlete. And I don't know what the hell's going on in Washington, quite frankly, but you know he's going to be out for a while here.
Well, that's what happened to Wembanyama, right?
Yep.
The blood clot, the thrombosis. So that can keep you out for quite a while.
Yeah, so Cam Whitmore, Baltimore kid, as we said, he's going to be out for a while. And, you know, young guy. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Won't even try to explain. But blood clots, that's like, I always think it's an old people sort of thing.
Well, yeah, especially a pro athlete.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the blood's flowing, baby, and you're on all sorts of things that keep you up and running like a well-oiled machine. Chicago beat Atlanta 126-123. Kevin Huerter University of Maryland, 9.7 boards there. And then Jalen Smith, Baltimore, Mount St. Joe, Terps, of course, 5 points, 4 boards, 3 assists. Toronto beat Miami, 112-97. Emmanuel Quickley, Baltimore, had 18 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds for the Raptors, who are having a good year. Speaking of Wembanyama and the Spurs, they beat the Clippers. The Thunder again, 130-110. Aaron Wiggins had 3 points in the loss for the Thunder, but San Antonio, second best record. And Wemby's missed time, Castle missed time, and here they are, De'Aaron Fox. Could kind of forget that he's a badass. I mean, that's a really good young team there in San Antonio.
That's 2 wins over OKC, the supposed juggernaut. And they still are, probably. But 2 wins against them here in pretty short span. They got them in the NBA Cup.
The Emeritus Cup or
whatever.
They
get them here. And Wembanyama last night came off the bench. He only played like 20-some minutes. I mean, he wasn't even at his best. And they still put up 130.
So Spurs, man, Popovich retired. And a new coach came in. Johnson, I believe his name is. And they're doing a hell of a job there, and they've cultivated a lot of young talent, and it all is starting to pay off. Vessel's a good young player for them. They got something going on. And San Antonio, college hoops men last night, local variety, Loyola Marymount beat Morgan 83-56. Harkening back to the old Paul Westhead days of the late 80s, early 90s. NHL, the Rangers beat the Caps 7-3. Rangers score 5 goals in the third to hand Washington that L this day in sports history. Locally related, it's Christmas Eve, December 24th, 25 years ago today. Regular season finale, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens beat the Jets 34-20. Jermaine Lewis returned 2 punts for touchdowns, 54 yards, 89 yards. Chris McAllister had a 98-yard touchdown. Well, pick six, which is actually a horse racing term, but you get it. Interception return for a touchdown, 7th straight win for the Ravens. But Vinny Testaverde kind of diced them up with the yardage. So because of that, the Ravens' 2000 defense, which is considered one of the greatest of all time, they actually finished 2nd in total defense to Tennessee because of that game.
Bunch of bums.
Yeah, even though points allowed, Ravens... One of the lowest ever, 4 shutouts. And
right.
I mean, go ahead, run the ball against that. I don't care if you're Jim Brown, Larry Zonka, Walter Payton, you're not running on that defense.
Honestly, probably the 5th-ranked defense that year would be by far and away the number one defense in 2025.
Yeah, and
it's not even close.
Yeah, the 2000 Ravens didn't get a ton of sacks. Mm-hmm. They forced turnovers, and you could not run the ball against them. And then 2006... You know, one of the forgotten good teams. Remember, we had Rick Neuheisel on a couple weeks ago. Yeah. He was on the staff with Billick. 2006 Ravens at Pittsburgh blow out the Steelers 31-7. Steve McNair threw 3 touchdown passes. And with the win, the Ravens improved to 12-3. They would go to 13-3 and then go quietly into the M&T Bank night late afternoon against the Colts, where they didn't allow a touchdown, gave up 5 field goals, but could not score a touchdown and lost. To me, still one of the worst losses in Ravens history.
A young Nolan McGraw in the stands. One of my first...
You must have been running hot, baby.
One of the first examples of heartbreak and what was to come in my sports fandom.
No doubt about that. And I tell you what, I was watching that game up in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania, with my late great friend Joe Griffith, who was a Colts fan. Baltimore guy, but when the Colts left, he kept them. I denounced them. And got a little dicey that day. But unfortunately, Joe not around to watch the current day Colts choke. And same with the Ravens. But either way, that happened 19 years ago. We'll come back, talk about what's happening at College Park with Jeff Urban from InsideMDSports.com. Then we got keys. We got your phone calls at 410-583-1057. If you want to join us for news from the Nest, you're more than welcome to do so. We will hear from coordinators who met with the media yesterday. No Lamar at practice. Got buyers, sellers, that stocking stuff, fair money. Jerry Palm at 1230. PalmBrackets.com. Talking about the college football playoffs, which has moved into the next round. That's all coming up New Year's Eve weekend. The college basketball so far. I saw some of these net rankings of the Power Four schools. Maryland's like rated among the worst of that. So, is that real or is that Memorex?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Other side of the glass, Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. He will not be back until after the new year, but let's get into Maryland Athletics here as we wrap up the calendar year almost of 2025 from InsideMDSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Jeff Urban. First of all, Jeff, good morning. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Good morning, Bob. Same to you and yours.
All right. Now, Nolan's sitting over here as well. Let's talk about Maryland football first as we go into the new year, understanding that Malik Washington is back. Awesome. Dante Joyner's going to stick around. Great. Who was their top DB? Give our listeners an idea of the attrition, however, that Mike may have suffered. Mike Loxley, of course, the head coach, and what still needs to be done as we're, you know, months away from even spring practice, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, trying to recover from what has turned out to be an absolute disaster of a 2025 season.
Yeah, so far it's been pretty quiet. Obviously, the portal doesn't open for another week. That doesn't stop players from announcing, and many are announcing every day. But at Maryland, you know, it's only been a few backups. The most notable guys have been the backup quarterbacks. Christian Martin and Justin Martin are both leaving. No surprise there, obviously, with Malik Washington having the job locked down. Those guys want to seek opportunities to play elsewhere. So that's, you know, a little bit of a hit to depth there. You can find another backup, I would think, in the portal. Otherwise, guys haven't left. No one of note. The only catch there is that, you know, these guys have revenue sharing and NIL deals, and, you know, a lot of them, from what I'm told, tend to wait it out for that last paycheck before they enter the portal. That's been become a thing over the years. So, you know, some guys still could go. I'm sure you're never going to, you know, have a clean sweep, but I think they're positioned pretty well to keep a lot of those really talented young players on the team next year. I think Daniel Wingate, their linebacker and maybe their best player, is almost sure to come back. So now it's a matter of, once the portal opens in about a week, going out and getting a lot of impact talent.
Now, Jeff, a guy who did leave after last year was Roman Hemby. He went to Indiana, and I was reading stuff over the interweb over the last few days where, you know, you confirm or deny, I mean, because you're on, you got your finger on the pulse of that thing in College Park, where Mike Loxley basically said, hey, you can – you know, you've reached your peak here, and Nolan Ray might be ready to ascend. Any truth to the fact that Hemby made it sound like Michael Oxley basically told him to look for better opportunities here?
Yeah, I think that is how it happened. You know, I heard the same story from the other side of things a while back. I think, you know, it seems like maybe Lox decided that you know, there was a lot of miles on him, and he thought some of the other running backs, like Nolan Ray, as you mentioned, were better. I don't know what the exact rationale is, but at that time, I think also, you know, they were really hurting for money, so they had to, as he likes to say, play money ball, so that probably factored into the equation, I'm sure. You know, Indiana has quite a bit of NIL money, so I don't know that Maryland could have paid him what some others did, but yeah, obviously not the best quotes you want to see out there after a rough season.
We shift over to Maryland basketball here. A tough loss last Saturday, obviously another chance to take down a ranked opponent. You come up short, 80-72, the final against Virginia. I'll pose the question to you. I asked the same thing to Bob earlier in the week. If Pharrell Payne's healthy for that game, do you think that's enough of a difference where Maryland emerges victorious, or even with him out there, it was still same outcome?
That's a good question, Nolan. And we're having the same discussion on the site, actually. You know, I think they keep it very close. I think they still probably don't win that game just based on what we've seen this year and, you know, how good Virginia is. But definitely had a chance. Definitely would have, I think, could have at least hung around in that Michigan game, too, with Payne and Solomon Washington. But, you know, it's hard to predict a win because this team just hasn't beaten anybody good yet, to be completely honest. They're 6-6. Most of their games against quad one teams have been blowout losses. So, you know, with Payne, they're a lot more respectable of a team. Obviously, they're very reliant on him, and without him, it could, you know, assuming, I think he'll be back fairly soon, but anytime he's not playing, you just don't have much firepower on that roster.
There's actually a couple games in a row here. Virginia, even go back to Michigan, shot the three pretty damn well, especially against Michigan. It was almost crazy how good they were from three. You still end up on the losing side of things. I mean, is there more for them to give in terms of threes, or are they truly getting better, or are these kind of every so often Diggy Coit just has to go off and have a crazy game?
Yeah, I think they might, you know, they have been a little better. And when Diggy goes on one of his rampages, you know, he kind of seems like an all or nothing kind of guy, then that helps. But it's just hard to overcome the turnovers is what it comes down to. I think they had 19 at Virginia. Last I looked, sometime last week, they had, I believe, the worst assist-to-turnover ratio of any power conference team. So, and then obviously the defensive lapses, especially from three, have hurt. But I think just as Buzz Williams keeps talking about, the turnovers are killing them. They're committing more than anyone else in the Big Ten.
Jeff Berman, InsideMDSports.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. It's Woman Crush Wednesday, Christmas Eve. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on this lovely day in the Charm City. All right, Jeff, last thing for you. After Old Dominion, and with all the respect to the Monarchs, you know, things are all, you know, Big Ten related, and the Big Ten's pretty loaded this season. What's the best case scenario based on what we've seen so far from the team? And let's also keep in mind, I'm not trying to make excuses for them. They've never really been 100% healthy. What's the best case for them? Where's a stunner? Nolan's asking, when are they going to beat a ranked team? Where's the possibility? Are they capable of doing it even at optimum strength here?
I think they're capable of doing it because, you know, they do have some decent players, and at Xfinity, you know, that's almost an automatic every year as you pull off an upset or two. But just the lack of firepower, the shaky guard play, and the turnovers and the over-reliance on Pharrell Payne make it hard to envision them really making any sort of major eye-opening run. I'd say if they, you know, they have shown some improvement lately, and like you said, the injuries have been a killer. So if they can continue to improve and get healthy, get Payne back, then I think if you can, you know, get to 9 wins, 10 wins in the Big Ten now at 0-2, starting off, you know, the bulk of the conference schedule, that would probably be a pretty good scenario for Buzz Williams, just given how things have gone so far.
All right, Jeff, we're a day before Christmas. What's happening on the website right now?
All kinds of stuff, basketball, football, recruiting news, and we got the portal opening up and maybe a potential another basketball commitment coming soon, and we're covering all of it.
Jeff Berman, InsideMDSports.com. Jeff, appreciate the time as always. Again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family, and we'll talk to you next year.
Same to you guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Jeff Berman, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. You got keys, got your phone calls. You want to join us, news from the Nest, that's coming up. Top of the hour. Get on in here at 410-583-1057. Ravens have 2 games left. Will they mean anything? Well, the The one against Pittsburgh, will it have meaning to it? And what's under your Christmas tree? You want a present, sports fan, under the tree tomorrow. What do you want for your sports year of 2026? And then we got our heroes for week 16 in the NFL. NFL lunch. We'll do our picks, keys, and all the good stuff that goes in between. But right now, let's get out to the phones. We will start it off now in Florida with Paul. Paul, what is up? Thanks for holding. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Hey, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Hey, first of all, Nolan, you did a great job when Bob was off.
Oh, thank you.
And I think you should really thank Bob for mentoring you to become as talented as you are. There's no one better in the business than Bob.
All right.
Yeah,
you,
Nolan.
You had to say that in front of him? No, I'm kidding.
Right.
I wanted to make sure you heard it. Okay, my Christmas wish. One, Bisciotti pays whatever he has to do to get Mike McDonald as the coach of the Ravens. Bribes, pays, gets him over, brings him back to the Ravens. That's number one. Number two, trade Lamar, get as much as you can for him, and take the next year and rebuild the offensive defensive line. And that way in 27, we're ready to go with a young quarterback and some cap space to make a nice run in 27, 28. That's it, gentlemen. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and thank you for taking my call.
All right, Paul. I appreciate the kind words as well, but Mike McDonald right now is the head coach of the team that's the number one seed in the NFC. So, theoretically, this is not happening, by the way. This would be more of, we're going to have to trade you draft picks to get him from Seattle. Why would he leave a situation where they're going to be the number one seed, maybe, and they've already clinched the playoff spot, to come back to Baltimore where you trade Lamar, you have no quarterback, and I'm still not all sold on Sam Darnold winning a Super Bowl, but he did make the Pro Bowl again. None of that to me, if I'm Mike McDonald, makes any sense, right?
Well, and I think Ravens fans in general just need to let the McDonald thing go.
Yeah, I mean,
whether you know, hindsight and everything, whether they should have made the move at the time or not, it didn't happen, right? And I think it, at the time, look, I mean, Harbaugh was actually on top of the world. Like, there was no real direct reason, like we're looking at this year, to say, all right, get this guy out of here. I know everyone likes to play the fantasy Madden manager of, well, let's just move Harbs to the front office and do a Boston Celtics type thing where they move their coach out and bring a new coach in. It's not that simple. It's never been that simple, and it's over with. McDonald's succeeding in Seattle. Thank God it's an NFC team. We don't have to run into him that often. Wish him well, but it's over. That's it.
Yeah, you have a better chance of Ronald McDonald coaching the
right,
and not Mac from Always Sunny. I'm talking about the guy that dresses like a clown and sells you French fries.
And trade Lamar? No. No, I mean, if you're trading Lamar, you're searching for another Lamar Jackson. You have Lamar Jackson. Why start over? That's the one area of the team where you're not deficient. Don't create a hole when you already have a bunch of other ones.
And why would anyone want to come in in a rebuild situation where there's uncertainty about, hey, is Lamar having a great year? No. Has he been banged up this year? Well documented. But, come on, man.
No.
It's pump the brakes. Do the Ravens have problems? Yeah, quarterback's not one of them.
I think it's the simplest way to put it, actually.
I mean, you look at social media, which is the cesspool of society, in my opinion, and much smaller scale than, you know, wars and stuff, if you get where I'm coming from. But you would think he's the worst quarterback that's ever played football in Baltimore.
Well, I mean, look, it's week to week. You know, people overreact to everything.
There's some people that just don't like him no matter
what. Well, I mean, that's like the McDonald thing, but going the other way. You're not going to change their opinion, but it's over and done with. It's time to let it go.
All right, let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Nolan, man. You know, like the other caller said, Nolan, you're doing a good job, man. You did a good job filling in for Bob, and you've been doing a good job this week, man.
Well, if I hit them numbers tonight, Nolan's going to be permanently filling in for Bob, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, Bob, man, I still got them tickets for sale, man. You know, I dropped the prices for them all, man. You know, for them Commanders and Cowboys. Let me know, man. You know, give you a sweet deal.
Nah. I mean, just going to whatever. I don't even know what the stadium's called anymore.
Northwest.
Just going there is like, my head would explode. I couldn't even make it to the stadium without running hot. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people, and I'm not a rich man by any stretch of the imagination, but TVs are cheap, and you get these Fire TVs or these Rokus or whatever it is. The 3-TV setup is a game changer. I'm telling you. Tomorrow I'm going to have NBA and NFL on, and I'm going to be ready to rock and roll for sure.
Yeah.
And I sure as hell don't want to be at FedEx Field.
Man, this game, when I bought these tickets, man, I thought it was going to be for the division, you know. But, you know, look like they playing for second or third place.
Yeah.
But,
the Eagles said, hold my beer.
Right, right. But over to the Ravens, right, man. You know, with Harbaugh, you know, normally when a coach, some coaches get fired, you know, they get another job as an offense or defensive coordinator because that's their specialty. But Harbaugh is not really, you know, he only had no specialty. He was a special teams coach, right? So I just don't see him getting a top job. He'd get a job maybe with the Giants or the Jets, one of these teams where he probably never make the playoffs again. You know, like, personally, man, I think the guy should be working at Walmart or Target, man.
Oh, damn.
You know, like, honestly, like I wouldn't even put him in nothing that revolves, you know, involves critical thinking, like a BG&E job or anything requires him to use his brain, because he's not really that good at that, as we can see.
Wow. So, Rashawn dropping Christmas Eve hammer. Rashawn, Merry Christmas to you and the family. Speaking of BG&E, when ain't going to lighten up on the bill, man? Damn, maybe 350. Anyway, Rashawn, have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Here's Rashawn. Good luck getting rid of them tickets, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Holy mackerel. But I wouldn't question John Harbaugh's intelligence by any stretch of the imagination or even his football acumen. But it seems as though the game management, even when they were the challenge flags, used to drive me insane, some of those things. But there's someone who's supposed to be, you know, mentoring him there. But,
right.
I mean, man, Harb's up. Even some of the diehard Harbaugh defenders are like, get him at Walmart.
Now I'm wondering,
where's your receipt?
What his job would be at Walmart? Is he a greeter? He's got to be better than a cart wrangler. No offense to all my cart wranglers out there. It's a thankless job.
I don't want nobody denting my car up.
Especially this time of year. But I don't know. Management? Does he go right to management? Cashier? I don't want him handling my money.
Would you like to have him... giving a pep talk to the employees.
Oh, those videos. Oh, man. Black Friday isn't what it used to be, but I could see that. Harbaugh doing the Mighty Men speech right before Black Friday.
Remember, TVs are brought down from a higher power for your viewing entertainment and make sure they're treated with great respect. We'll come back. If you're on the phones, we're going to get you news from the Nest style. So stick around. Callers are coming up in a matter of minutes. Buy or sell 12:15. Hopefully we'll count some dough around that time and talk about the sports subjects. And then Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com. Talk about the playoffs coming up in college football. Indiana, the number one seed. They got a blue blood on their schedule. Are they up to the challenge?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.